A grim anniversary today. It has been 6 months exactly since the earthquake shook in Haiti. And while the Caribbean nation continues to build in South Florida, where they have the largest Haitian population in the U.S., they're still trying to stabilize as well. The director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service, Alejandro Mayorkas, will be in Miami today talking to the Haitian community there. He's going to try and clear up some confusion over immigration status for Haitians. Let me try and give it to you in a nutshell. Days after the quake, the U.S. government gave Haitians living in the U.S. temporary protected status, TPS. But that applied to Haitians who were living in the U.S. on or before January 12th, the day of the earthquake. So TPS was not given to Haitians who came to the U.S. after the earthquake. To explain what this means to people in South Florida, Nadege Charles joins us. She's a staff writer for the Miami Herald, and WLRN producer Alicia Zuckerman, who's working on a week of coverage there for the South Florida public radio station, WLRN. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Good morning.
So, Nadege, let's talk about this confusion over status. For the people in the Haitian community there in South Florida, did people who came here as a result to get refuge from the earthquake, did they expect to get TPS?
No, I think most of them knew that they wouldn't qualify for TPS. But what we're finding is that a lot of them came over on business and tourist visas, and some people were under the impression that there would be some sort of system or something in place for them as earthquake survivors. And as it stands, if you're here on a business or tourist visa, you actually do not qualify for federal aid. You're not permitted to work here. And so this specific class of people who are here on business and tourist visas are sort of stuck in this immigration limbo where, you know, they're here legally, but they can't do anything. And so I know many of them have been asking for deferred action so that they may be able to get work permits and that they can also stay here a bit longer because they can only stay up here for up to 6 months at a time.
But in addition to the issue you're talking about, being able to work or not being able to work, many of those visas are getting ready to expire. A lot of them were only 6 months in length. Is that also an issue where people are trying to get another extension on their visa?
Right. What we found in the article that appeared in today's paper is that some people are actually leaving because their 6 months are up and they would rather leave and go back to Haiti rather than become illegal here.
Well, Alicia, let me ask you, you're in the midst of this week of coverage of Haiti. Is this the primary concern for the Haitians who came to the United States after the earthquake? Not those who are already here, but for those who came here to kind of stabilize after the earthquake hit, is immigration status their biggest concern?
Well, it's certainly among one of the biggest concerns. First of all, Haiti is not really in a position to take back a lot of the people who have been here. And another really big issue is remittances, sending money home. So it's in Haiti is really hoping that temporary protected status will be extended, actually, in terms of the deadline so that more people apply so that more money can be earned here and sent back to Haiti. There's something the estimates are up to $2 billion a year in remittances and that get sent from around the world from the Haitian diaspora back to Haiti. So that's obviously a very important part of the economy there.
So how, Alicia, how has this sort of temporary or internal waiting status affected the community as it's developed as a community?
Well, there's a lot of fear. So in the interviews that I did, there's people who have not applied for temporary protected status because they're worried that it's some kind of trap, that once the information is on file, the government will be able to deport them. And they're very worried about that. That said, immigrant advocates and the federal government feels very strongly that everybody who qualifies for temporary protected status should apply as soon as possible. As it stands now, the deadline is next week. Immigrant advocates have asked for a minimum of a 6-month extension, but at the moment, the deadline is next week. This is really for Haitians who have been in the country on or before January 12th. This is the best bet, really, for being able to live and work legally in the United States.
Nadege Charles, staff writer for the Miami Herald, you have ties. You have family back in Haiti?
Yes, I do.
And are they asking you to come back to Haiti?
Asking me to visit or to go back to Haiti?
Well, I understand from a lot of people that have family back in Haiti that they're asking people to either, as you said, send remittances back or come and help the country recover.
Many of my family members, thank goodness, were able to flee Port-au-Prince after the earthquake are now in the provinces. And so while we do help support them and, you know, send money back to Haiti, they haven't really asked for us to physically go back to Haiti to help in the rebuilding efforts.
What about the temporary immigrants? Are they feeling the pull back to Haiti?
Many of them are feeling the pull simply because they don't want to become illegal if you're talking about the business and tourist visa holders. And even with some of the folks who qualify for TPS and those here on humanitarian parole, they've all that we've interviewed have expressed wanting to go back to Haiti, but cannot at the moment because in some cases, in an instance, their country is still broken.
Well, Alicia, let me ask you about that. Within this large community of Haitians in South Florida, what kind of community is growing there with these people who've been there for perhaps only 6 months, maybe only temporary, and they're joined with the people who've been in the U.S. for quite some time?
Well, I think one of the best ways to answer that actually is on my series Under the Sun, which is doing an hour-long special this weekend and stories every day this week. There is the story of two teenagers at a high school up in Broward County, and one came before the earthquake and one came after the earthquake. And they befriended each other through a program at the school that they call the Ambassadors Program, sort of a peer mentoring program. And there's something, I think, around 2,500 kids that came into the school systems in Broward and Miami-Dade counties after the earthquake. And this is just an example of how they're sort of supporting each other in this one particular school. But this is a sort of a formal program, but, you know, my guess is that it's happening throughout throughout the region where Haitians who were here before the earthquake are really trying their best to support Haitians who came after the earthquake.
Well, we will see if the director of the U.S. Citizen and Immigration Services has any solutions for the Haitian community down there in South Florida. He will be speaking to them today, perhaps clear up confusion about immigration status, and who knows, maybe hear some complaints about extension of visas. That was Alicia Zuckerman. She's a senior producer and host at our member station WLRN in South Florida. And Nadege Charles, staff writer for the Miami Herald. They both joined us from Florida. Thanks so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.